Good afternoon. It's really good to be here. So we backtrack a bunch of verses. Because I've known for a few weeks that there was more that the Lord wanted me to see. I'm sure there will always be that way. About every verse in Scripture. This is a Scripture that I've taught from, particularly at conferences, many times over the years, but just that's such a powerful thing to say here. Let me read it to you again. Bracken just read it, but let me just a few verses. Now on the last day of the feast, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." And then verse 38, he said, "He who believes in me." So this is what he means by coming to him and drinking in this verse, believing in him. And this is in the present tense, which means he said, if anyone's thirsty, the language is, let him keep coming to me and let him keep drinking. So he's talking about situational thirst, like the thirst for patience in the situation, the thirst for compassion, the thirst to love someone who's difficult to love, the thirst to not to be content, and therefore you don't complain. The thirst to love, and love covers a multitude of sins, so you don't gossip. The thirst to, for patience, whatever. Moral victory in a moment. If anyone is thirsty, let him keep coming to me and let him keep drinking. For he who keeps believing in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So we know that the glorification of Christ here is the ascension. For Jesus promises later in chapter 14 that on that day, the day of Pentecost, he'll pour out his Holy Spirit. And though the Holy Spirit has been with them, that he will be in them forever. And that because the Holy Spirit's going to be in them, Jesus said, just as I've been in the Father and the Father's been in me, there's this union, I'm going to be in you and you're going to be in me as a result of the Holy Spirit. Now he said this in when he says, he who keeps coming to me and keeps believing, he who keeps thirsty and keeps coming, this he who keeps believing, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Again, he said, this he spoke of the Spirit. I took my glasses off, so it took me a second to find it. This he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed, past tense, talking about those at this point who have believed in him, those who had believed in him, those who were saved, who were born again so far, were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, for Jesus was not yet glorified. So one of the things that Jesus promised is this. He said, if you have believed in him, if you've received him, if you've become a believer, he says, then you receive the Holy Spirit. That's a fact. He said, because he's given. Receiving is a gift. Receiving doesn't say, and then you have the right to earn. If you pray the right prayer and do the right thing, if you plead enough or beg enough, he said, it's what you get as a result of having believed. But as Christians, we're called believers because the whole Christian life is about believing. In the Old Testament, it says one time. In the New Testament, it says three times, quotes from the Old Testament, that the just or the righteous, the Christian or the follower of God, shall live by faith. We know that Hebrews 11 says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So no matter what you do, and no matter what motivation you might have in doing it, if it's not being done by faith, it's not pleasing to God. Because you see, faith is that which draws from another. The very fact that we got saved by faith meant that we admitted we couldn't save ourselves, so we looked to him in confidence to do that for us. So if I look to Bill in faith, I'm counting on Bill to do something on my behalf that I can't do for myself. Without faith, it's impossible to believe him. And Romans 14:23 says, that which is not of faith is sin. Because I'm either depending on him or I'm depending on myself. And depending on yourself is the purest definition of sin that there is. Because that was the whole mad experiment of Adam and Eve. And so I become a Christian by believing. I live the Christian life by believing. I become a Christian by coming to him and believing. I live the Christian life by continually coming to him with every thirst, with every fresh thirst, and believing. The part that blows me away, and that's a beautiful description of the Christian walk, just moment by moment, step by step, just believing him to satisfy whatever thirst that might be. You ever been in a situation where you get really anxious? I was talking to somebody yesterday, just very anxious. And I was wanting to say to them, and I just said, you know that Jesus doesn't do anxiety. Jesus is always at peace. And he would like, and so what you're saying to me basically is you're thirsting for peace and you're trying all these different things to get there. Because we do, don't we? We try to control everything so we'll be at peace. Well, what if you can't control everything? You'll drive yourself and everybody around you crazy. Jesus is our peace. And that's got nothing to do with what you can control or not control. It's got absolutely nothing to do with the circumstances around you. So coming to him with the thirst, needing peace, and then believing, Jesus is always there saying, I'm your peace. See, it's not like I'm coming to Jesus and going, Jesus, you're my peace, thank you. And then as a result of that, he becomes that. It's like Jesus is there living his life in me saying, I'm your peace. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you. And then in the process, you're entering into that which is his peace. But here's the part that blew me away. When I saw it again today in my time in prayer, as he says, and when you do that, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Now, a river is a pretty powerful thing. It's not like something you have to prime up. It's like the well of water springing up, an artesian well. You don't have to do anything but drink from it. Just let it flow. The river is like this powerful thing that flows. But he noticed he didn't say, out of your innermost being, there will be a river of living water flowing out of your innermost being. And this he spoke of the Spirit. He says, what the Spirit does is releases rivers, plural. Rivers, plural. In other words, the Christian life isn't, let's just use the example of anxiety and peace again. The Christian life isn't you feeling less anxious than you did before because you prayed or got some verse. The Christian life is me coming to him in faith. He's always there saying, I'm your peace, I'm your patience, I'm your love, whatever. I'm your capacity to forgive. He's always there saying that because he's living in me. He's always there saying that. And what he's saying is, I'm offering you a river of peace. Come and believe. Take that and say thank you. Because believing doesn't beg. Believing doesn't hope that it will be. Believing is trusting that it is. With me? But this will be a Sunday word, maybe this Sunday, I don't know. But it's important that our vision of what this life is like is broadened, that we'd have a bigger vision of this large room. He said he set our feet in a large space. How large is this space? That God doesn't offer to give you more patience. He offers you a river of patience. The river of patience that God himself, Jesus, has. He doesn't offer you a little more kindness so you won't be so rude. He offers you a river of his kindness. He doesn't offer you a little more contentment so you'll stop complaining. He offers you a river of his contentment. He He offers you a river of his forgiveness. Well, I'm struggling forgiving that person, but I try. No, he offers you a river that'll flow out of your innermost being. See, he uses the word rivers, plural. So everything, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, on and on and on, those all represent a river of something. That blows me away. It just makes my spiritual mind explode. So I think, oh my goodness, I don't have to just, this is not about kind of better. I'm doing better. I'm coming along. I've made improvement. Really? Or have you been caught up by the river of love? Love says, what does love say? It says that love in 1 Corinthians says, love bears all things. The word bear all things there means to cover with a cloak of silence. There's a river of me not being critical. There's a river of my not gossiping. It was for freedom's sake that Jesus came to set us free, and it's his kind of freedom. A river of loving someone more when they're at their worst. A river, do you ever come to him thirsting with, Lord, I'm about to pray for somebody, and I want your, Jesus is standing there going, I am the river of anointing. Not just a trickle of anointing. I offer you my river of anointing. Oh, yes, Lord, thanks. Lord, I'm supposed to give a prophetic word, or we're going to do words of knowledge, and I don't know, Lord, I'm not really good at this. Who cares what you're good at or not good at? In your weakness, his strength is made perfect. That's how it works the best. It's better when you don't think you can, because then you can draw from the river. Jesus is standing there. Now, I'm the river of anointing to give words of knowledge, to give prophecy, to pray for the sick. Whew. When I think about that, I think, oh my, there's so much more for us to draw from. And there's so, I won't say so few, there are no more excuses. It's not an improvement program. It's not, well, I'm better this year than I used to be. No, is there a river of patience coming out of you? Is there a river of contentment flowing out of you? Is there a river, his river, of peace flowing out of you? That's why he says what he says. The Holy Spirit opens up the rivers of all the aspects of Christ. And all we have to do is come and believe. And Jesus is standing there going, I'm not going there to get something. Jesus is standing there yelling at me and offering all that he is, river, and I just come and believe. Step by step, moment by moment. You ever given up on anybody? You ever wanted to give up on anybody? It says love believes all things. Love hopes all things. There's a river of that. Not just I'm trying to believe for that person. I'm trying to have more hope. There's a river. And it takes you. Once you drink, it takes you. It's like, this river comes, and you're no longer in control. It's just happening, and it's amazing. And it's obvious to people around you, it's a river of his joy. It's not just, you're just in a good mood today because things are going well. There's a river coming out of you. And you know what happens? Other people drink from those rivers, don't they? It's coming out of your innermost being. You're not trying to be it. You're not trying to do it. It's coming up. Okay? So I get almost everybody here is CTK. So if you get to hear it again Sunday, it's a good Palm Sunday word, actually. To point towards what the cross came to give us, right? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.